I notice you've got lots of pictures of sheepdogs, the collies.
Oh, yeah.
Did you keep collies?
I worked collies with a long collies for over 40 years at Doyle's.
When did you leave Tomartin?
68. I was a year at Aberlour before I came up here. So I've been here since 69, but...
So you were a shepherd here?
Uh-huh. When I was, you know, something I'm sort of... Well, we used to go on holiday to McCall's. You see, and McCall's were shepherds.
This was the lady who originally fostered
you? Yeah. I was at Abbeymoor, and there were a few places, and then I'm at Fort William. But and then Balvraid. Balvraid was the family farm. So when it was, I used to go up with Boxy when I was maybe 13, 14, you know, to the lawmen. I more or less shepherded all my life, really, apart from a few breaks here and there, like, but most it's, I've done shepherding all my life.
So did you do trialing?
I did, I.
Yes.
Yeah, I did trialing. Mm. Instead of...
How many dogs did you work today?
Almost two, but I've run in the place. In fact, there was a while here, there was a party, well, for 4 years or 4 or 5 years, party used to, this woman used to take parties from Canada, and they'd come over and they'd spend a week in the Gordon Arms, and then we'd go around the castles and go in the whiskey. And one of the things was to come down here, and I would give a demonstration on working dogs. And I'd be working maybe 3-4 dogs at that time. I had another party from Norway there doing it, you know. So I did. As I said, I never felt it was me. No. It was taking part. I just felt it was the dogs. I think the biggest thing was I was stopped out there. I was taking sheep down off the top of the path, off the top of the path doing that, and this bus stopped. The chap said, I'm from a film crew from America, and just noticed you were. Do you mind if we take a photo of your dog? You know, film your dogs. The dog was coming down nice and steady. Well, you were lamb, you see, nice and steady. The dog went too close to the lamb, and the sheep just took after the dog. And the next thing, the dog's running over the top of the hill, being chased by the sheep. So, and me screaming my head off.
You still got dogs, John?
I have three at the moment. Two younger kind of ones, and one he's 18, but he's sort of. Just, you know, he comes out, and that's about as much as you can say about
him. He's an old age pensioner.
Yeah, a bit like myself.
You've still got young dogs, that's nice.
Yeah, I've still got young dogs. Up until this year, I mean, I used to give the farmers a hand, you know, if they wanted a sheep shifted. And even now, the farmer across the water there will say, are you doing anything? No, I've a pot of sheep to take in, but his dogs they're too rough with them, you know, and they kind of, you know, and he's come doing, so you know, my dogs are fine and steady and all this, and so it makes it a lot easier.